Hello there. Welcome to another episode of Tech Empowered. This is a podcast where we share real stories of people whose lives have been transformed by technology across Africa and beyond. This podcast is brought to you by Tech for Dev. Tech for Dev is a non-profit organization creating opportunities for economic prosperity through digital skills, empowerment, and advocacy. I am your host, Yemisi, and I am so glad to have you here with us today. On each episode of Tech Empowered, we bring you real stories of people who dared to take a chance, to step into tech, grow their skills, and build careers that probably once felt out of reach. Today's story is one of bold transitions from studying human anatomy to becoming a product designer, shaping digital experiences. Our guest, Anunobi Chioma Juliet, has walked a remarkable path that proves breaking into tech isn't as far-fetched as they say. While in her final year at the university, Chioma joined the Women Techstars Fellowship, where she honed her skills in product design, spending long nights learning, researching, and balancing it all with her final year project. That experience not only deepened her technical foundation, but also opened doors to new opportunities after graduation. Chioma is here today to share that journey with us, so settle in. Let's get right into it. Hi, Chioma. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. Okay, so let's get to meet Chioma. Who is Chioma? Tell us a bit about your background and generally what makes you tick.
Okay. Like you've already introduced my name, I'm Chioma Juliet Anunobi. From the Southeast. I based in Enugu State, Nigeria. And I'm a first daughter, born into a Christian home. And I grew up in Enugu. Everything. I went to school here. I studied at the University of Nigeria and Human Anatomy. But then I served at Delta State. So I've actually lived the past 20 and half years of my life in the Southeast. And what makes me tick is, I would say, my resilient spirit and being goal-oriented, being someone that makes plan and works towards achieving each set goal. So these are some of my strengths.
Fantastic. Lovely to meet you, Chioma. Okay, so you studied human anatomy at the university. What first drew you to technology and why product design?
Okay. Actually, my journey to tech started during the 2020 COVID-19 break. So then schools are closed down and, you know, most activities were indoors. So I was now like, what's the way forward? How do I utilize the time I have? So as at then, I just got into mobile graphics designing. So I did it at home, and also this 2D animation graphics using mobile phones. So I'm this person that likes colors. I like, you know, being creative, playing around colors and passing out information. So I started first with graphics, yes, mobile graphics, before I now ventured into Photoshop design and then the product design.
Interesting. Okay, so what was it from discovering your love for design, colors, and all that? How did you first start learning? Did you go through online classes, or, you know, what was your first foray into that field like?
Okay. My first contact with product design was through the tech project for my state. So I was part of the cohort one for the Enugu Tech project that was organized by the SME Center under the under the administration of past governor, His Excellency Ifeanyi Ugwuanyi. So I enrolled into the 2 months training for product design as at that time, because we had option of product programming and then design. So because I was still in school, I had to check what I could easily integrate into my schedule. And then I decided to just go with product design. Yes.
That was like a first step into, you know, product design fully.
Product design. Okay, so yes.
So then you joined the fellowship in your final year. And
yes,
that's the time when you're doing research, you're doing your final project, you're doing all of those things. How are you able to manage that phase?
Well, honestly, it wasn't easy. I can also still remember how I stood for 4 hours at the Wi-Fi spot to ensure that I stayed on the training because it was online, right? So, yeah. Like I said earlier, I'm just this person that I like to pull through with whatever I start. And then to me, tech was something that could give me a leverage on, and then I could also integrate it into my sciences and medical course. So, yeah, it wasn't easy. And I didn't even mention I was the assistant class rep, so missing class was out of the option because
my lecturers,
they knew me, so I had to be there to set up the class to make sure that everywhere was in order. So what I did most times, I would just plug in and be online while the lecturer is even teaching, and I just have to look like I was in the class, but then I was just having my online classes ongoing then.
That must have been a lot of juggling and commitments. So can you share can you share what experience that stood out to you? Like, what was your experience in the fellowship like? What were your highlights?
My highlight was the relationship I had with our tutor, Mr. Ikenayi Dede. And even after the program, we are still in touch. Yes,
we are
still in touch. So, yes, like he has referred me to some jobs. He has asked my assistants so many times. So that relationship, and also with my teammates that I worked and collaborated with in building our final project. Yeah, that was the highlight, and also that for me, the team spirit.
Fantastic. So how did things change for you after completing the fellowship? In terms of maybe your confidence, skills, or opportunities, more opportunities open up for you? Did you gain more confidence?
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Because the 2 months training I had earlier before the Women Texas program, I was still kind of trading the soft parts. I didn't know much then, but then the program gave me the in-depth knowledge that I needed to start off, and then it boosted my confidence and it helped me to learn more. Like I got the depth of the career, and I can say that was the basic foundation that formed my and still forms my stance as a product designer. Yes, because even after the training, I got a job, and then a tutoring job anyways. So I had to teach in product design, and it was what I got from the program that I just dished out and transferred to other students to learning under me.
Fantastic. So that leads me to my next question. So we've had like a lot of, you know, alumni who go on to maybe support or inspire others after their training. Can you share a bit more about if you've been a part of something like that? And is that something you see yourself doing more of?
Okay, well, I have been into that. I have also volunteered for the women and for the Tech for Dev as well. I volunteered to screen new intakes for the cohort 2. And I also volunteered for the newsletter too. Yeah, I worked with some team members to produce the first and I think some series of the newsletters that were published. Then on the larger scale, I worked with some NGOs, and then I helped them to, you know, make designs for their events, conferences and stuff like that. And I just do this because I love designing. And then I also have a full-time job as a product and a graphic designer, where I put my skills together and make sure that I produce something that is both functional and aesthetically pleasing out there.
Justin, can you tell us a bit about your job now? And what are some of the skills that you have learned over the years? How that has helped you in your role now?
Okay.
What sort of skills are technical skills?
Okay. All right. I work as a graphic and a product designer for a fintech here in Enugu. Yes. So over the years, well, let me not go far. This year, I've enrolled in a 3D motion graphics training that was sponsored by my company. So, yes,
cool.
Still from the same SME, yes. So that's trying to upskill in the design space. So now I could boast of a graphic skill, a product design skill, and a motion graphics design skill as well. And when we talk about the soft skills, yes, thank you. When we talk about the soft skills, working in my organization where we have many departments and individuals with specific skill sets, I've learned how to work in teams. Like we have a tech department that comprises of I, the product designer, and a graphic designer. We also have software developers, project managers, business developers, and all that. So we work together to build products for the company and for third-party companies as well. So it has really honed my skill in the design space, giving me more clarity and more goals to build on.
Fantastic. Well done. Well done. Okay, so...
Thank you.
What advice would you give to someone who is curious about switching their careers? Maybe they want to start a career in tech, or maybe they're unsure about how to start or, you know, how to proceed. What advice would you give somebody like that?
Okay, well, I've had these questions a couple of times, being that I've once had the position of a tutor, right? So I get people that want to enroll in a course and then they are just confused. So what I would usually say is you have to first start with what resonates with you, what you can easily work with immediately. So we have people that are coming from other aspects of life. What in tech can you easily integrate into your work? So let's say you have a business or a business owner. It's not just one into programming. You could instead start with digital marketing, so it would help you market the products that you have. So you have to look inwards, and then there should be passion for it. You know, most people, they are driven by the money that that they get to get from their pay. But at the long run, if the passion is not there, you'll be depressed, you'll be frustrated, and then you wouldn't even know when you just drop out completely from the space. So I'd say let there be passion, let there be determination, and then let there be focus to it.
So passion, determination, and focus. Thank you so much for sharing that, Chioma. Okay, so I have one last question for you. What is one thing that you know now that you wish you had known, say, 5 or 6 years ago?
Okay, that would be tech. I mean, if I had known about it, I wouldn't have gone, because, okay, I wanted to study medicine, right? And then I found myself in human anatomy, which is still a branch of medicine. But then, you know, when I put my work out there, my classmates would be like, you would have just gone for computer engineering or computer science. You would have done better. And some would ask me, do I regret going into this anatomy? And I'm like, no, tech is just one space you can just jump into whenever and wherever, and then you'll be able to grab something. So that's just it. But I know if I had studied computer science, maybe I would have gone further than I am now, because I've made applications for higher studies. But then because I don't have a background in computer science, it's kind of a limitation to me. Yeah, so that's just the only thing.
Interesting. Thank you so much for sharing that, Chioma. I know I said that was my last question, but I have one more question. Can you share one fun fact about yourself? One fun fact about Chioma.
One fact about me is that I'm a smiley person. So I smile a lot.
Interesting.
And yeah, I'll say I have a good sense of humor. Like, I just have this gift of cracking people off, you know, just, you know, some say that I'm too stubborn, but then it just lightens the mood. So, being creative also means studying the room and, you know, trying to make people feel at ease. So, that's one fun fact about me.
I mean, that's a good skill to have, being able to, you know, if there's an awkward situation and you just come in there, you're able to diffuse the moment, you're able to make people laugh and feel relaxed. It's a good skill to have, really.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chioma, for taking the time to join us today on Tech Empowered. Thank you for sharing
your
story. Yes. Thank you.
I'm honored.
We heard from Chioma. Awesome. We've heard from Chioma and what a journey from human anatomy to designing digital experiences that are functional and make an impact. Chioma's journey reminds us that it's not about where you start, but the courage to learn, grow, and keep showing up. We are so proud that Women Texas Fellowship was part of that journey in shaping the career that Chioma has now. So thank you so much for sharing your story with us and for reminding us that no dream is too far when you stay curious and committed. That's all on today's episode of Tech Empowered. Don't keep this to yourself. Share it with someone else. And if you have not subscribed to Tech Empowered, please do so. And you will never miss an episode from us. Check out our other powerful stories from previous episodes. And we'll be back again next time. And until then, I remain your host, YMC, and thank you. Thank you, Chioma. Thank you, Promise.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Promise, thank you.
Thank you, Chioma. Thank you for your time.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
YMC. Your network tripped off when you were saying, I'm your host, YMC, until next time. So you can just take that part again, just that part.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the only part that you missed, Abby.
Yes.
Okay, so let me just take from... okay, so That's all on today's episode of Tech Empowered. Don't keep this to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little bit of encouragement. Subscribe to Tech Empowered if you haven't subscribed yet, so you never miss an episode from us. Check out our other powerful stories from previous episodes. And until next time, I remain your humble host, YMC. Keep learning, keep growing. Bye for now.